Hey guys, so I know we're recording in WoW, but Aaron Preston.
Hey Aaron, how are you doing?
Good, how are you?
Good. So, thank you for having some time to talk, and I know you said you had some questions about career launch, so
yes.
Definitely happy to answer any questions and see what you're thinking about it.
So my questions were for the tech assessment. Deanna said that the tech assessment I have to do.
Mm-hmm.
When can we schedule that?
So have you filled out a career launch application yet?
I think I have, yeah.
Okay, you went online to our
website.
I think
so, yeah.
Found the application.
Yeah.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Oh, great. Okay, let me follow up with them. Do you know when you did it, by any chance?
I think I did 2 months ago, I think.
Oh, 2 months ago.
Yeah. I'm not sure.
Okay, let me...
Wait, maybe I don't know.
You know what, I think I can actually look this up. Actually, I thought I had to go to the admissions department, but I'm thinking I can look it up. Let me check. But I can tell you about the tech assessment while I'm looking it up.
Okay.
So, yes, after you apply, you know, or if you have already applied, usually the first step is a phone call with the admissions department, which we can schedule for you, or I can help you get scheduled.
Okay.
And then yes, there is a tech assessment, and really, you know, what we're looking for is sort of how comfortable you are and your experience with, you know, not only whatever AT you're using, but things like Microsoft Word, editing a document, attaching a document to an email and sending
mm-hmm.
it, some you know, basic web browsing,
yeah.
typing, and
yeah.
So it's pretty, you know, it's kind of the basics of workplace technology
mm-hmm.
That you would need for work. So we just want to make sure that people are ready to work.
I'm not very good with Microsoft Office or Word. I do mostly text documents. So.
Oh, okay.
I don't know if that's okay. Something I need to be good at or what, because I'm not really good at that kind of thing.
Gotcha. Do you have Microsoft Word on your computer?
Yeah.
Well, it's something that you could definitely practice or try to, like, see, you know, ahead of time if you wanted. Also, you know, there are some times where people will do the technology assessment and maybe there will be things for them to work on. And so we'll say, like, for example, if you're interested in coming in the fall, that's still several months away, right? So,
right.
You know, you could certainly, if you wanted to work on your tech in the meantime to be ready, then
mm-hmm.
that's definitely an option.
Mm-hmm.
So.
And the other bar,
go to the other bar. Behind you, you can't see the bar.
Okay.
I do see that you did an application.
Okay.
Any other questions about the tech assessment?
I was going to do it virtually. If I do it in the fall.
Okay. Yeah, we'll be virtual in the fall.
Right, I'm in Pennsylvania, and that's all the way in Massachusetts, and yeah.
Yep, yeah, we'll be running again virtually in the fall, and we're running virtually right now, actually. We do actually have one person from Pennsylvania in our class this time around.
So oh, cool.
We have people in California, Montana, we've had Texas, Alabama, like every state.
Yeah. Cool,
of,
yeah.
People can come
virtually.
That's
cool, I guess that's the main question for now. What's the next step in pursuing? What's the next step in getting me ready to do this?
Great question. Applicants first, usually everything will go through the admissions department.
Okay.
And so I will ask them to reach out to you regarding your application, and they'll have some questions for you and stuff, and then we can help to schedule the technology assessment.
Okay.
And then there's just kind of like a customer service skills assessment as well. And that's just a chance for us to kind of see where you're at with problem solving and thinking about solutions and, you know, communicating with customers, although obviously we do teach a lot of that
mm-hmm.
during training. You know, we want to just get an idea of how people are thinking about it.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah. Good. So this looks like your application... it looks like you did this 2 years ago. Did that seem right or no?
No.
No?
I only heard
okay,
about it. Maybe it's a different Aaron Preston. I don't know.
let me see. It does have a Pennsylvania address. Unless I don't actually do this part of the process, so I can be reading things wrong. Oh, wait, I think I am reading things wrong. Sorry. Oh, my God. That doesn't make sense to me.
No, it's not.
Sorry. Yeah, this is not my specialty here. As you can tell, I am not the tech person for Karuna Launch. But yeah, it has your email. It's, what's it, Frank and Joe?
Yeah, that's the right one. It says 2 years ago. What the?
So we do have contact information here. I can't see all of your answers, so I'm not sure how to get those for admissions.
Okay, so I guess you're going to have admissions call me?
And I will ask them to reach out. And you should hear from us, I would say, maybe today, but maybe next week.
Okay.
And just FYI for you, Monday is a holiday here in Massachusetts.
Right.
So we're closed, so you might not get a call until later next week.
Okay, that's fine.
But you've got my info, you can feel free to drop me an email if you have any questions along the way.
Okay.
Okay, nice talking with you, Aaron.
Hey, you too.
All right, have a good rest of your day.
Yep, thank you.
Bye-bye.
2 years ago. Okay.